We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege being here this morning. Appreciate you as able to come, be out in this service, and just ask for your prayers just a minute. We might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. We're going to read some this morning out of the book of Genesis. We're going to read some out of the 31st chapter. Probably going to read a good bit, different places, but all in the book of Genesis. I'm going to read some out of the 31st chapter. And then some out of the 37th chapter, I believe it is. Then some out of the 42nd chapter. And I believe some out of the 46th chapter. I'm going to be quite frank with you. I'm going to read several different places. You just bear with us. I'm looking away beyond the dark stream to heaven's fair home, of which I oft dream. There millions have gone, its glory to share. Get ready, my friend, to live over there, my heavenly home. I don't know it. Guess what? You got it? I couldn't find it. You can know a good bit of a song, still not know the title to it. That heavenly home, I looked for it and I couldn't find it. I'm looking away beyond the dark stream to heaven's fair home, of which I oft dream. There millions have gone, its glory to share. Get ready, my friend, to live over there, that heavenly home lies over this sea. There loved ones I know are waiting for me with heavenly home, with Jesus we'll live. I get on the right page. With Jesus we'll live in glory divine. That heavenly home will surely be mine. That wonderful home will never be sold. We'll ever live there where no one grows old. The city's bright spires, the sun will outshine. With all of the saved, that home shall be mine. That heavenly home has mansions of light. No storm clouds will rise, no shadows of night. No sorrow, no pain, all sin will be gone. We'll live with the Lord while ages roll on. That heavenly home lies over Death Sea. Their loved ones I know are waiting for me. With Jesus we'll live in glory divine. That heavenly home will surely be mine. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that there's a better place. Not to do away with what the Lord has done. You know, a lot of times I think we just don't give the Lord enough credit for what he's done for us. You'll have to bear with us. We're going to read in several different places. Nothing new that we're going to read this morning. I'm going to try my best to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts today. 31st chapter, the book of Genesis. We're going to start with the 36th verse. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, and what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beast I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac have been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, and let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee." And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, "Gather stones and they took stones and made an heap. And they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jegarsa, Hududutha, whatever. But Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, "The Lord which watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee." And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us." And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. Now you just have to bear with us. I'm not going to read you the whole chapter. I will start with the first verse. "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan." And I'm going to drop down. We're going to start with the 23rd verse. Says, "And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat and his coat of many colors that was on him. They took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. They sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, 'What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh.' And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes, and he returned unto his brethren and said, 'The child is not, and I, whither shall I go?' And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood, and they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no." He knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. You bear with us. I believe it's the 40, maybe it was the 41st chapter of the book of Genesis. I'll probably read a little out of the 42nd too, but we're going to read some out of the 41st. You bear with us. I'm not going to read 41st. We're going to start with about the 37th verse. You understand that Joseph was in the prison and the dungeon, and the butler and the baker had a dream. They went down, and it's just a... Then it's leading up to Pharaoh had a dream, and there was nobody that could interpret it. So they gathered Joseph out, and he interpreted, and so that's sort of where we are. Said, and the thing, 37th verse, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto the word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." Now I'm going to drop down to the 42nd chapter. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, "Why do you look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Lest peradventure mischief befall him." We're going to stop right there. We're going to go over to the 46th. I guess it is. The 46th. Chapter. We're going to start with the 16th verse. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beast and go get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat of the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, and he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And I will go and see him before I die. 46th chapter. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba and the sons of Israel and carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle, their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. I'm going to read you just a little bit more out of the 50th chapter of the book of Genesis, starting with the 15th verse. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us of all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did commune before he died, saying, so shall you say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, and the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from thence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Now I hope that I've not worried you too much about all the reading. There ain't a whole lot I can do about that this morning. There's just some things that we seemingly got on our hearts and our minds, and we just had to try to lay a little bit of maybe where we're headed. The Bible says here, and it says it more than once in this scripture, when it's talking about, he said, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac. The God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac. I want to talk to you about a journey. About a journey. You know, most of the times we think that when the Lord's in the matter, that there is no rough places. There is not anything that goes sour, so to speak, or anything that ever goes awry. But we find here in the book of Genesis, my friend, that when Jacob first, now I didn't read this, I'd be reading on and on if I'd read everything that I had unto you this morning. But Jacob started, brethren, with a staff in his hand. And the Bible says that he laid his head on a stone for a pillow. And that very night, my friend, he was visited by an angel of God. And the scripture says that he got up the next day and he said, surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. Now this is the beginning, brethren, of Jacob. I want you to know that he left his father's land to go down to his mother's father's land to get him a wife. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what it says. And I brought you in, my friend, to the place to where Jacob was already been there 20 years, and brethren, he is on his way back. Now, before he left that,
Brethren, he erected out of that stone that he laid his head on. He erected a pillar, my friend, and he called it the house of God. Yes, he did. Bethel, if you'll have it. My friend, and he gave a vow unto God. He said, you go with me and bring me back again. He said, I will give a tenth unto thee. My friend, that started Jacob's life. My friend, now I don't know. I'll just be frank with you. My friend, I never had noticed that he had said, my friend, the God of Abraham and the fear, my friend, of Isaac, my friend, Jacob. Jacob, come up under the hand of Isaac. Brethren, no doubt seeing the fear that Isaac had for the Lord. And my friend, most of the time we say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And my friend, you give us a minute this morning. I'll try my best. And my friend, to preach to you, I want you to know, my friend, that your journey may not be sweet. My friend, all the time. My friend, no sirree. My friend, you say, and I'll just be honest with you. My friend, brother, it put a bad taste in Jacob's mouth. My friend, when Laban, my friend, started changing his wages. My friend, it most certainly did. You know the scripture. He thought he was working. My friend, 7 years for that of Rachel. My friend, the Bible says at the end of 7 years, Laban gave him Leah. My friend, but he told him, he said, you fulfill her week. My friend, in other words, her time. My friend, and he said, I'll give you Rachel. My friend, if you'll work another 7. My friend, in other words, he received both of them. My friend, and worked yet 7 more years. My friend, go on. My friend, brethren, that of Jacob's life was, my friend, that of working for his father-in-law. My friend, yes, sir. I want you to know something. My friend, Jacob feared the Lord. My friend, he feared God. My friend, I wonder this morning if we, my friend, if we walk in the fear of the Lord. My friend, brethren, as Israel did. My friend, as Jacob did and Isaac did. My friend, and Abraham. I wonder if we walk in the fear. My friend, I wonder if we put as much. My friend, trust in the Lord. My brethren, as Jacob did. My friend, brethren, he had nothing. My friend, that he could do, he had to work. My friend, for that of his that of his wives. My friend, brethren, these things, these things that come our way. My friend, I'm persuaded, folks. My friend, it takes the hand of God. My friend, for us to make it through them. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You bear with us. My friend, brethren, just pray for us. My friend, there's more in this than I can get out. My friend, in more than one message. My friend, I already see. My friend, I most certainly do. My friend, I'm going to say this. My friend, isn't it good that you have a visit? My friend, from the Lord. My friend, from the Lord. My friend, just every now and again. My my friend, brethren, Jacob didn't leave. He didn't leave Bethel, my friend, without a visitation of God. My friend, no, he didn't. You go back to his grandfather, my friend, Abraham. My friend, Abraham didn't turn right or left until he built him an altar. My friend, and cried out to God. My friend, is that not right? My friend, can I really preach to you this morning? My friend, that it takes the same trust. My friend, from me and you, that Abraham had between him and God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it takes the same. My friend, I don't believe the Lord's changed. I know I don't. And I would to the good Lord this morning. My friend, that we could learn. My friend, on our journey, how to put our trust in the Lord. My friend, you say, preacher, I already do that. My friend, do you trust him like Abraham did? My friend, do you trust him like Jacob did? My friend, the truth of the matter is, Jacob, my friend, went down to a strange land. My friend, he hadn't been down to Laban's land. No, sir. Didn't know what he was going to find when he got down there. My friend, but God, if you'll have it, God directed him. Yes, he did. Under the direction of God. My friend, do we travel today? My friend, do we? Yes, we do. My friend, brethren, if you're a child of God, my friend, you learn how to depend on God. My friend, yes, you do. My friend, now, does it mean that we just gonna have everything? My friend, at our fingertips. My friend, not so. Not so. I can prove to you. My friend, by the society we living in today. My friend, it ain't good. My friend, to have everything handed to you. My friend, no, sir, you ain't gonna like me for some of this, but I'm just gonna give you what I got. My friend, brethren, we have absolutely ruined, my friend, some of our own children. My friend, doing and giving. My friend, and preparing. My friend, I know for a fact. My friend, and worrying. My friend, about what they gonna do. My friend, you listen to me. My friend, you know what Isaac was worried about. My friend, he told Jacob. My friend, he said, don't you take a wife. My friend, of these Canaanites. What he told him. My friend, I'm going to tell you. My friend, and the truth of it is, my friend, you didn't have a clue when you first got married. My friend, how things was going to turn out. My friend, no, sir. No, why, preacher, I know this and I know that. My friend, I love my wife. My friend, brother, and I'm gonna tell you something else. My friend, it's gonna take more than true love to stay together. Yes, sir. My friend, I know what I'm talking about. My friend, I've got some experience. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, you gonna tell us that everything ain't been rosy dozy? My friend, amen. My friend, amen. I'll tell you, everything ain't been rosy dozy. my friend, but I'm going to tell you something else. My friend, neither has it been for her either. My friend, the truth of it is people don't realize how much they're going to have to give when they get married. My friend, Lord help me to get off of this. You hear me? My friend, this ain't really the trail I want to go down. My friend, but it'll be all right if he gets on it. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. My friend, number one concern, my friend, for Isaac. He said, don't you take a wife, the wife of the Canaanite. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, there's better women, my friend, around the land. That's just what he told him. You say, preacher, you are not put it that plain. My friend, that's just how plain it is. My friend, brethren, you know what Esau done. My friend, when Esau heard what Isaac told Jacob, my friend, Esau immediately went out and married him a Canaanite. Yes, sir. Read your book. My friend, let's go on. My friend, brethren, Jacob, he said, you go down yonder to your mother's father's land. My friend, and you get you a wife. My friend, Jacob didn't no more know how to retain a wife than I did. No, sir. My friend, I can tell you something and faithfully tell you something. My friend, y'all don't know the background. My friend of my life. My friend, but my mother and my dad, my friend, for whatever reason, did not want me. My friend, dating that little woman right there. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. I could get into all big mess. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you, me and her had been broke up for a couple of years. My friend, she worked. She's 1 year older now. My friend, she graduated a year before I did. My friend had her a job. And I was still in school. My friend, I got a job when I got out. Well, before I got out. I ain't got time to get into all of it, but I want you to hear this. My friend, brethren, it's worth hearing. Brethren, I'll tell you, God will make a way on your journey. My friend, if you'll trust him like Abraham did. My friend, it takes it. Yes, it does. It takes it. My friend, I was 18-year-old. My friend, brethren, and I went. I still lived at home. My friend, I went in. I talked to my dad and my mother. I hadn't called her. Hadn't been around her. My friend, not so ever. And I went in and told them. I said, I got something to tell you. My friend, I said, I'm going to start dating Kathy. My friend, I said, I know your feelings. My friend, I said, I'm not going to do it behind your back. My friend, no, sir. I said, I've prayed about this. My friend, and I said, I've got liberty. Did I pray that God would just give me liberty for her? I prayed God would direct me. Am I, friend? I don't care what you believe. Am I, friend? That's a fact. Am I, friend? Yes, sir. And you know what my dad said? He looked at me. He said, son, you're old enough to know what you want to do. Am I, friend? And if that's your choice, am I, friend? I'll respect it. I appreciate that. Am I, boys? You don't know how much. Am I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I started dating her. Am I? Yes, sir. It wasn't long. We got married. Am I, friend? Yes, sir. That was 1973. Am I, friend? Yes, sir. I married her. Am I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I loved her. I still love her. Am I, friend? But sometimes it takes more than love. Am I, friend, to keep everything knit together? Am I, friend? I'm going to say this, and then I'm just going to run on. Am I, friend? You say, preacher, it ain't everybody's that works out that way. Am I, friend? I realize that. Am I, friend? I understand that. Am I, friend? You know what? You know what the scripture teaches me. Am I, friend? He says, they twain shall become one. Am I, friend? Until that happens in a marriage, am I, friend? It ain't going to work. No, sir, it really won't. Am I, friend? Listen. Listen. This was Isaac's number one concern. Am I, friend? Was about the woman that Jacob was going to marry. Am I, friend? Listen to me. Listen to me. Am I, friend? I've thought a lot of times. Now, let's go down the road a few years. Am I, friend? 7 years and here Jacob had wound up with Leah. Am I, friend? Something he didn't bargain for. Am I, friend? Something he didn't see coming. Am I, friend? Something he probably didn't want. Am I, friend? You read that book, you'll find out, my friend, that Jacob loved Rachel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you, Jacob had more sons and daughters with Leah than he did Rachel. And my friend, Rachel was barren. And my friend, yes, sir, barren. My friend, I don't know why I'm having to get into such this morning. And my friend, but I'm going to tell you, it's a beautiful picture. And my friend, a beautiful picture. And my friend, and the number one concern that I have this morning. And my friend, as we're living in a time when we think we can serve God on our instances and not His. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We think, am I, friend, God, I'm yours, here I am, bless me. Am I, friend, that's what we think. Am I, friend, if we looked at it through Jacob's eyes, am I, friend, we'd be looking at disappointment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You bear with me. You bear with me. Hey, my friend, you say, preacher, Jacob, he trusted God. You better believe he did. Hey, my friend, I'm going to tell you something that God never done. Hey, my friend, Jacob. Hey, my friend, God never did. He never did forsake Jacob. No, sir. And my friend Jacob went through a lot of things on his journey. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. Y'all know the scripture. And my friend, brethren, Jacob had 11 sons. And my friend, yes, sir, and old Joseph was a dreamer. Yes, sir. He dreamed dreams. And my friend, the Bible teaches us, and my friend, he dreamed dreams to the point that his brethren didn't want to be around him. And my friend, for his dreams and for his honesty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joseph, he'd tell the truth. Matter of fact, my friend, he'd tell the truth so good, my friend, that it put his brethren in the spotlight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can we learn to trust God? And my friend, as Jacob trusted him. And my friend, brethren, it's something to think about. It ain't something to think about. It's something, thank God, to put in the Lord's hands. And my friend, I'll tell you young folks something. And my friend, you want to have a good life. And my friend, you get a hold of the horns of the altar. And my friend, and you get a hold of God. And my friend, in your life, I'll promise you, he ain't going to forsake you. No, sir. No, sir. But you know what he wants out of us? And my friend, he wants trust. And my friend, he wants absolute 100% trust. He most certainly does. I hate it this morning. I got to take my time. And my friend, but I've got a lot of ground. A lot of ground I'd like to cover this morning. And my friends, you know it's took. I'll tell you what J.O. said. I've said it many a time. He said it's took him a lifetime to fully trust the Lord. And my friend, brethren, don't get me wrong. And my friend, brethren, this thing don't happen just overnight. And my friend, no, it don't. We're talking about Jacob, my friend. Here he is 7 years down the road. And my friend, he's already hit a disappointment. And my friend, yes, sir. Listen to me. And my friend, he fulfilled the 14 years. And my friend, he come to Laban. He said, I'm going home. Yes, sir, I'm going back. Thank God. Laban wouldn't let him. And my friend, he said, not so. Not so. He said, you're not going. And my friend, he said, I've learned by experience that God has blessed me because of your presence. And my friend, I wouldn't want to get rid of him either, would you? If the Lord was blessing. And my friend, but listen, he told Jacob, he said, name your wages. And my friend, name your wages. And my friend, he said, all right. He said, I want all the rings dried. Yeah, cattle. And he said, I want all them spotted. And my friend, and I want all them speckled. And my friend, out of the cattle, the goats, and the sheep. Yes, sir. My friend, old Laban agreed to it. I'm satisfied that Scripture don't say this, but I'm satisfied. You could look out across the pastures of Laban's land and you'd see very few stripes and very few spotted. Yeah, thank God. Old Laban said, I'm getting off easy. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm going to tell you what happened. My friend, Jacob was in another predicament. My friend, yes, sir. You know what the Lord told Jacob? He said, you go get you a poplar stick. Yes, sir. And you carve you some rings in. Yes, sir. And he said, you go down yonder to the watering trough. My friend, he said, them old big healthy cows come in there. He said, you put that stick in the water. He said, if they weak, gnarly looking, he said, you pull it out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. By God's commandment, you listen to me. My friend, it might have seemed silly. It might have seemed strange. My friend, but it's what God said to do. Yes, sir. After a while, you know what started happening? Them old cows started dropping stripes and spotted and speckled. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 6 years. 6 years worth of them. My friend, yes, sir. That was Laban's, Jacob's portion. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. My friend, Jacob come to Laban the next time. And he said, I'm going home. My friend, yeah. Laban, he chode with him a good bit. But then he let Jacob go. And my friend, unto Laban got to looking for his gods. And my friend, they got to looking, they couldn't find his gods. And my friend, the Bible said he went after them. And my friend, now they wasn't down at Laban's house. And my friend, Jacob was on his way home. And I'm talking about the journey. And my friend, and I'm talking about, can we trust God like Jacob trust God? And my friend, can we? Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, I'm going to say this this morning. And my friend, hadn't thought much of it. And my friend, but brethren, it ain't a matter of can we. Brethren, it's a matter of we will. My friend, yes, sir, we will. If we get anywhere with God, and my friend, brethren, we gonna trust God. Yes, we are. I wonder this morning, can we learn? Can we learn how to trust God? My friend, brethren, it'd be in our best interest. My friend, to learn how to depend on God for everything. Yes, sir. For everything. My friend, I'm not this morning. My friend, I'm not mad at anybody. My friend, I'm not against anybody. My friend, but brethren, as an individual, my friend, can we put our trust, my friend, in God? Help my friend where it belongs. Help my friend, you're saved, preacher. This is 2025. And you expect me to trust God to take care of my life. Help my friend, I'm going to tell you one thing. Help my friend, if you don't, you're headed for trouble. Help my friend, yes, you are. Hey, yes, sir, don't matter. Don't matter where you go. Help my friend, don't matter where you've been. Help my friend, I got a grandson, went to the Marines. Help my friend, spent 4 years with them. One day, he had been in the program about a year and a half. Help my friend, one day, on the phone, he said, Papa, he said, they don't think like we think. I said, son, you're going to have to trust the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't got another answer for him. Friend, you say, preacher, you're one of them, just believes you got to trust God with everything. Amen. Amen. Everything. My friend, it don't matter what it is. My friend, can I ask you something? When's the last time you had an angel to visit you? My friend, yes, sir. Jacob had some visits. My friend, from time to time. Yes, sir. He spent 20 years. You don't read about nothing. My friend, you just read how Laban had done Jacob. My friend, but brethren, we also read how God helped Jacob. My friend, in the midst of them 20 years. Listen to me. Listen. My friend, Jacob was going home. Laban didn't want him to go home. My friend, Laban wanted him to stay because God had blessed him for it. And my friend, but brethren, he let him go. After a while, my friend, he chased after him. That's what I read unto you about Jacob and Laban chode with each other. They agreed. They come to an agreement. Now, they come to this agreement after Laban had searched everything. The Bible said he searched all the stuff. He searched everything that Jacob took out of her. And my friend, he couldn't find his gods. And my friend, Jacob told him, he said, I ain't got them. And my friend, the truth of it is, Jacob didn't know who had them. And my friend, Rachel was the one that took them. Yes, sir, you can read and go on. My friend, brethren, but Laban, my friend, chode with Jacob. And Jacob told Laban at that time all that he had done. My friend, yes, sir, he gave him the 20-year spiel. My friend, he said, you've changed my wages 10 times. My friend, have I not been with you? He said, that was even torn. He said, I suffered the loss. I didn't charge it to you. I ain't took one thing, Laban. My friend, that is not rightfully mine. My friend, listen, folks. My friend, brethren, that's something to stand for just alone. My friend, yes, it is today. My friend, can we trust God like Jacob trusts God? My friend, can we? Years had passed. My friend, no. The Bible says, now at this time, my friend, Benjamin had not yet been born. And my friend, and old Joseph dreamed a dream. And my friend, and in that dream, he said, the sun and the moon and 11 stars. stars. Bow down to this one star. Yes, sir. My friend and his brethren didn't like it at all. My friend, and he went and rehearsed it unto Jacob. Brethren, and Jacob didn't like it either. He said, what? He said, is me and your mother and all your brethren going to bow down to you? My friend, but it did say that Jacob pondered it. He pondered it in his heart. And my friend, listen, right after that, they got rid of this man. Did they not? They got rid of Jacob. Yes, sir, they took him. You read the scripture. I read it to you. My friend, what had happened, Reuben, they was going to kill him. My friend, and Reuben said, we don't do good. My friend, we don't do good. I said, let's do this. My friend, the Bible said they took and put him in the pit. Rather than while Reuben was gone, my friend, they took him out and sold him. Yes, sir, Reuben didn't have no part of it. My friend, now listen. My friend, Joseph wound up in Egypt. My friend, they took the coat. They took the coat of many colors. And my friend that his mother had made for him. And my friend, and they took an old beast and put blood all over it. And brethren, they brought it back to Jacob. And they said, Jacob, is this not our son, your son's coat? Listen to me. Listen to me, folks. My friend, trusting God means you'll trust Him. My friend, no matter what the circumstance. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. You think Jacob had an easy life? My friend, Jacob's journey was full of disappointment. My friend, yes, it was. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says, I read it to you. My friend, Jacob mourned the death of his son many days. My friend, yes, sir, and they tried to console him. Can I tell you something? I'll tell you just exactly what this scripture relates to. My friend, brethren, Jacob never did get over the loss of his son Joseph. My friend, brethren, it played havoc on him day by day. But listen to me, folks. My friend, Jacob still trusted God. My friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did through it all. Through it all. My friend, years had passed. My friend, years had done been gone. My friend, the Bible says, brethren, there's a great famine in the land. This famine came, and the Bible says that all Jacob's sons was looking, just looking at each other. My friend had no clue what to do. My friend, and Jacob heard there's corn down in Egypt. My friend, don't tell me God's got a way. God's got a way. My friend, God's got a way of getting things done that he wants done. Yes, sir. The children of Israel was going to spend 400 years, my friend, in a captivity place. My friend, a strange land. My friend, for 400 years. That's what the angel told Abraham. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joseph was the first one that went to Egypt. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, he was. God's plan. We talked about it this morning. My friend, you ain't going to change it, and I ain't either. My I, friend, brethren, we're just the utensils, am I, friend, that God uses to get his work done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If we be willing and obedient, am I, friend, he'll make the way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I could tell you some things in my own life. Am I, friend, my own life. Brethren, how God worked in this time. Am I, friend, in this day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what God wants out of us this morning. Am I, friend, he wants 100% full trust. Am I, friend? Yes, he does. Yes, he does this morning. He wants us to trust him. Yes, sir. He wants us to look toward him. Am I, friend? He wants us, am I, friend, to depend on him as if our life depends on it. That's what he wants. That's what he asks. I got too much. I got more than I can handle. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. Let me go just a tad further if I can. If I can't, I'll just quit. I want you to get the gist of this message this morning. I want you to know that it is possible to trust the Lord.
Yeah.
2025.
Amen.
It's possible. If you're in a wreck, my friend, he's the wreck maker. In other words, he's the one that'll fix it.
Yeah.
Ain't got the right word for it. He's the one that will repair it.
Yeah.
And he'll repair it just like new.
Amen.
Do you know that? He can do it. As far as Jacob knowed, Joseph was gone. Years had passed, had never heard nor seen anything out of him. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, it's several years had passed. And Jacob told his sons, he said, I hear that there's corn down in Egypt. He said, saddle up all you got and go down there and get some. He said, lest we die. Lest we die. Bible said that all his sons went except Benjamin. He wouldn't let Benjamin go. He said, lest some evil peradventure. In other words, he didn't want to lose. He wasn't about to lose Benjamin.
Amen.
You may not understand how the Lord works sometimes. I'll say that I don't understand all the time how the Lord works, but I can tell you from experience, he still works. When Randy gets out of the way, the Lord still works. When I put my trust in him, he still works. But we have to commit and submit ourselves unto him.
Amen.
Without it, you're not going to receive anything.
Amen. That's right.
I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. If you ain't seen anything else, you ought to be able to see that God was with Jacob his whole life.
Yeah.
His whole life. And I still ain't got away from that fear of Isaac. There's something stuck in Jacob about the fear of Isaac, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac. Brethren, it pointed Jacob in a
direction.
Yeah. Amen.
You and I both know you're not going, my friend, to go against the Spirit of God when you know it's the Spirit of God. You're not going to go against it. What you'll do is submit yourself and allow that of the Spirit of God to work through you. Trust. We have to put our trust in Him.
Amen.
Now, Jacob, you know the story. I ain't going to get into all of it. They went and got corn, come back, had monies in their sack. Had the corn too. Went down there, I think they went three times. Went down there a second time, they come out of there, and Joseph told them, he said, don't you come back except you got your younger brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you come back except your younger brother be with you. Old Judah told his daddy when they was headed down there the third time, he said, we're not going. He said, you don't send Benjamin? He said, we're not going. He said, the man strictly told us. Jacob scorned him. He said, what are you doing telling them all your business?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, you don't know the manner of the man. He said, he questioned us. He thought we were spies. We had to prove to him. He said, don't you return unless your younger brother be with you. Did you know Joseph never had laid eyes on Benjamin? Never had. The scripture teaches us that when Benjamin showed up, old Joseph wept.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Then he got to talking to them men again, all of this, and when he sent them back, he said, he ain't going with you. No, Reuben, he said, not so. He said, he's going with us. Mm-hmm. No, Joseph said, he's not going with you. He said, he's staying right here. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jacob's journey had been full of disappointment. The Bible says that the fame had went out that Joseph's family had been revealed. Joseph made himself known unto them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
The fame went out. He wanted to bring his father down. I read it to you. And Pharaoh got a hold of it, and Pharaoh called Joseph, and he said, you get whatever you need of this land. He said, and you carry whatever you need to carry down there. And he said, you get the wagons also. That they might bring them out and bring them back down here. He said, and whatever Egypt has, it shall be theirs. Listen. When Joseph, my friend, seen all that his sons had brought back, he couldn't believe his eyes. And they said, and Joseph is alive. And he's the governor.
Yeah.
The governor.
Yeah.
Of Egypt. And Jacob couldn't believe it. He looked out and he saw all the wagons and the stuff. And he said, it is enough. Yeah, it is enough.
Amen.
Let me go down and see my son. Yeah. You read on, my friend, and you'll find out that Jacob blessed the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh.
Yeah.
You read them all through that book. The two half tribes. Was Ephraim and Manasseh. And Jacob, the Bible says, when he blessed them boys, he crossed his hands.
Yeah.
No, Joseph told him, tried to take his hand up, and he said, not so. He said, that I've done, I know. He said, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
He blessed the younger over the elder. Yeah. Is that not what happened in Jacob's life? Yeah. Is that not what happens in our life? Yeah. The younger is blessed of the older. Come get a verse of a song. I ain't finished, but I'm give out. There's no reason. There's no reason why we can't trust the Lord as Jacob trusted the Lord. You go down all the way down through Israel's life. Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Y'all know the scripture. He laid hold of the angel. The angel said, let him go. He said, I ain't letting you go. He said, not so, not till you bless me. He told him, he said, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be longer called Jacob, but it shall be called Israel. For thou hast has power with God and with man. Can't we trust God just like Jacob did? You say, preacher, you talking about something that happened thousands and thousands of years ago. Yeah. Yes, I am. You reading that book, that Holy Bible, you read in it, you'll find out that God blessed Israel all their life. Preacher, a lot of times he is displeased with them. And he took care of that too. And they turned right around and still blessed them. The remnant. All the way down. Even when Christ came into this world, my friend, they was serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who they are serving. That's who they belong to. We belong to one Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. And I'm here to tell you that if you belong to Jesus Christ, you belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Can we trust God like Jacob trusted God? Can we? That's the question. Can we? The truth of it is, yes, we can. The next thing of it is, will we? Will we? Will we put our trust in the Lord? You say, preacher, it's a different day. We're 2025. We're advanced. I'm going to tell you one thing. You ain't never advanced over God. Never. You ain't never outdone Him. Nor will you ever.
Amen.
He's still the God. He's still the number one. The truth of it is, you can't get to the number one except you go through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is our Savior.
Yes.
Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him with your whole life. I could go on. There's numerous places in the Bible this morning that's come our way. I don't have the strength. And nothing I can do about it. I wished it was. But I'm going to be honest, just as honest as I can be with you. Jesus Christ has been my life.
Yeah. Amen.
Today. This day. And I found him to be just exactly to me as he was to Jacob. He has been all my hope and all my stay. And I thank God every now and again, Crafton, he just comes by and visits. Just comes by and visits every now and again. Let us stand.